Already back in May, before Pentecost, we heard Emmanuel had been wounded. An awful battle in Mississippi, Vicksburg it was. My strength, puny from winter sloth, I wielded the scythe to mow winter wheat, only to peter out. I knelt to wash my hands at the stream, my habit to remove cake dirt before going inside to the basin. I turned my hands, rubbing and rubbing. The dinner bell rang. I was late for mid-Occessa. I struggled to my feet. Those weeks ago, I rode Casper to see Henry and Susanna out planting corn with their boys. Henry's woman walked to a distant row. I have heard she can mow hay as fast as a man. Henry said Emmanuel was in an army hospital in Memphis, a wound to his leg. A telegraph had brought word, but no mention of an eye gone bad. Henry had no plans to visit, not with a long trek, and not with farm work pressing. I did not lift my pen to write. Only my supplication doubled, as I entreated the Lord on bended knee. The young man lived 2 more weeks. Since then, my grandson Jacob has asked around. This Company G that Emmanuel belonged to had moved into Mississippi late in March. They waited a month before called on to accomplish various skirmishes, even capture prisoners. On the morning of the 22nd of May, General Grant ordered what they call a frontal assault on the southern fortifications at Vicksburg. Thoughts clouded with revenge for a colonel who had been killed. This part of the 22nd Iowa Infantry walked at night, a close bunch by all counts, and came within 20 yards of the pickets defending a fort called Beauregard. With 2 other regiments of foot soldiers, they charged up a hill. As Jacob described it, raising both arms and making a whooshing sound as of an army running, I pictured a flock of geese taking flight. The thought of men, intent on climbing a wall some 15 feet high, brought the wall of Jericho to mind. The Lord had promised victory to Joshua if he followed the commands. But for Emmanuel and these others, they first had to cross a ditch 10 feet wide past firing guns. Jacob spat with a force. It hearkens to suicide. Only 50 men made it as far as the ditch. From that point, only 15 were able to raise each other up to the top of the wall and make it into the fort. What good was that? Nearly dark and no reinforcements, forced to withdraw under shade of night. Men blinded by anger. It is thought that Emmanuel retreated on one leg, dragging through bloodshed and cursing. Plagued with a need for stealth, but doubtless wanting to cry out. An army hospital, unable to save him. Jacob says many die after battle, what with field operations corrupted by foulness. Might Emmanuel have called from his bed, perhaps a chaplain present, seeing at last the error of his ways?